Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you are kicking off with Cameroon women's football.
Kim, Cameroonian football fans are celebrating their national team reaching the round of 16 at the Women's World Cup in Canada. In the capital, Yaoundé, fans cheered, sang, and danced after Cameroon defeated Switzerland 2-1 in Edmonton, Canada, to advance to the knockout stage in their debut appearance at the premier women's football competition. The indomitable Lionesses of Cameroon will next play the Steel Roses of China on Saturday, also in Edmonton. Robert Muma is one of the Cameroonian fans in Yaoundé who is closely following the indomitable Lionesses in their maiden World Cup appearance. Robert says he hopes the team's strong performance will help develop the women's game in Cameroon.
From the information we are getting back home here in Cameroon is that those girls have even gotten their prim. But I was very impressed when I heard the captain the other day over the radio. She talked of, you know, playing with that patriotism. And I believe they're not out for money. But what I want to tell the authorities is that they should watch out for what these girls are doing and beware that when these girls come back, they should do something to improve the female football championship in Cameroon.
Cameroon was one of the highest-scoring teams during the group stage at this seventh Women's World Cup. The indomitable Lionesses scored 9 goals. Only Switzerland with 11 goals and Germany with 15 scored more. Of course, a good chunk of Cameroon's goals came in their opening match when they routed Ecuador 6-0. Striker Gael Nganamouite had a hat trick in that match. Gael described her 3 goals as a lovely birthday present since she celebrated her 23rd birthday the following day. And speaking of celebrations, check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page at facebook.com/VOASunny. You'll see a wonderful photo of another Cameroonian striker, Jeanette Yango, celebrating with fans at Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton. One of the fans is leaning over the railing and hugging Jeanette, and the other fans are smiling and clearly enjoying the success of the Cameroonian ladies. Let's take a look at the other round of 16 matchups at the Women's World Cup. Before Cameroon plays China on Saturday, Sweden will go against 2-time world champion Germany. On Sunday, there are 3 knockout matches. Brazil will play Australia, France will face South Korea, and Canada will host Switzerland. On Monday, there are 2 more games. Norway will play England, and Colombia will challenge the 2-time world champion, United States. And the final round of 16 matches scheduled for Tuesday, the Netherlands will meet reigning world champion, Japan. The quarterfinals are scheduled for June 26th and June 27th, the semifinals for June 30th and July 1st, and the Women's World Cup final will be July 5th in Vancouver, Canada.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is for the world. Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the glow.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the glow.
Hey.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the glow.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the world.
Just come.
Game on, VOA sports fans. Our African football guru, David Legg, has been looking at the recent 2017 Nations Cup qualifiers played across the continent. There were 25 matches in total, spanning 13 qualifying groups. In Group F, Morocco, playing at home in Agadir, edged North African rival Libya 1-0. And the Cape Verde Islands trounced visiting Sao Tome and Principe 7-1. How about your thoughts on Group F, David?
You know that old cliche, Sonny, football is a funny game. If you think about it, Cape Verde in three matches at the 2015 Cup of Nations, they could only score one goal, and that ultimately cost them a place in the quarterfinals. And now they come up against a fellow island state, Sao Tome e Principe, and they hammer in seven. And it started as early as the 11th minute when Giannini scored the first goal. And the goal avalanche continued until the 75th minute when Tavares scored the seventh goal. For the record, Leal, after 54 minutes, scored the only Sao Tome goal. Let's not read too much into this result, Sonny, because there are 150 places of a gap between these two countries on the world rankings. But nevertheless, an encouraging start for Cape Verde. Well, if there were eight goals in Praia, there was just one in Agador. It came 6 minutes after halftime, Al Kadouri scoring. The two teams are out in front, Cape Verde and Morocco, with 3 points each. I would expect those two to battle it out for top spot. And at the moment, of course, the Cape Verdeans well ahead because of that plus six goal difference. In the second round of matches in early September, Libya will host Cape Verde, although barring a miracle, that match is not going to be played in Tripoli. It's going to have to be played elsewhere, possibly in Tunisia. And Sao Tome, at least this time, will have the advantage of playing at home, but they will be up against formidable opponents in Morocco.
In Group G, David, Nigeria playing at home in Kaduna defeats Chad 2-0. And Egypt tops visiting Tanzania 3-0 in Alexandria. Your thoughts on Group G, David?
This, of course, Sonny, is one of the two groups of death. We'll get to the other one later. You've got Egypt and Nigeria. Both failed to qualify for 2015. Nigeria, three-time champions. Egypt, record seven-time champions. Nigeria winning in 2013, failing to qualify in 2015. It's been even worse for the Egyptians. They won three consecutive titles between 2006 and 2010. And then, unbelievably, really, if you think of the history of African football, they failed to qualify for three consecutive tournaments, something that's never, ever happened to the Pharaohs before. So to say that the Pharaohs are desperate to qualify this time, I think is probably, Sonny, a contender for understatement of the year. And they got off to a good start. Three goals within 10 minutes in the second half, giving them a comfortable victory over a Tanzanian side who were going down to their fifth consecutive defeat. So no surprise there. The Nigerians, they found it going tough against Chad. No goals in the first half, and then Salami and Ikhalo from the penalty spot with 10 minutes left, giving the Super Eagles what I would say is a satisfactory start. Nothing spectacular, but nevertheless, a 2-0 victory. So Nigeria and Egypt level, 3 points each. And in the next set of games, the Egyptians will visit Chad, and the Nigerians will visit Tanzania. Now, my hunch with this group, Sonny, is that whoever doesn't top the group will want to win the other four games and get 12 points. There are going to be two places reserved for the best runners-up, and I think what Stephen Keshi and Hector Cooper, the coaches of Nigeria and Egypt, are probably thinking of privately, they'll never admit it publicly, that at the very worst, scenario as Z is make sure we get 12 points. In other words, beat Chad and beat Tanzania home and away. So if the worst comes to the worst and we don't win the group, we will go through as one of the best runners-up. But certainly, Group G, one to watch, Sonny.
We'll watch that group closely, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. And David will be back on my 30-minute show on Friday at 17:30 UTC with more Nations Cup qualifying analysis.
This is Larry Zamude, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner WA.
VOA.
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 88.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Golf news now on the VOA. The best players in the world are teeing off today, Thursday, for the first round of the U.S. Open at the Chambers Bay Course in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington. Martin Keimer of Germany will look to replicate his dominant performance from last year when he posted the top score in each round and won the tournament by an amazing 8 strokes. Keimer will have to hold off the advances of Northern Ireland's world number one Rory McIlroy and American Jordan Spieth, who is ranked number two, as well as aging greats such as Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. Woods' stock as the world's best golfer has dropped lately, as his world ranking has plummeted to 195, and he's struggled mightily at major tournaments over the last year. Tiger will be looking to turn that around and regain the form that won him 3 U.S. Opens from 2000 to 2008. A large South African contingent will also be present in Washington with 9 players competing, led by 2-time U.S. Open champions Ernie Els and Retief Goosen. The course at Chambers Bay has been described as difficult and erratic, so don't be surprised if this tournament features high scores and frequent lead changes. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of